Nearly 22 years ago, my life changed, pivoted completely, based on the trust placed in me by my then 4-year-old child. This was a time when trans was not a part of my vocabulary. I had no clue whatsoever, comfortable in my ignorance, considering myself to be open-minded and fair. Nothing prepared me for what was to come, how that moment would change everything. To place some context to the social environment at the time, films like Crocodile Dundee and Ace Ventura, which openly mocked trans women, were considered the height of hilarity. I knew peripherally about transgender people, referred to as transsexuals at that time. What little I knew was colored by those films, the media portrayal of men in dresses with beards. That transgender children existed was impossible to me. Not that I ever actually gave it a thought. Why would I? My daughter is now 26. When I talk about her words to me that morning, that simple sentence, "God has made a mistake and I should have been a girl," I still experience that visceral reaction, despite having recounted that moment so many times over the years, explaining why I'm so passionate about the work I do, previously as a volunteer for many years, and then more recently as CEO of Mermaids. The fear for her, the rush of adrenaline that made it difficult to speak. The denial in that moment of what she was telling me, and for her, the betrayal of her trust in me. It took another 2 years before I listened properly, something I deeply regret. When Gina asked me if she could talk to me about the possibility of a book based on the actual words of trans kids and their families, I knew there was nobody else that I would trust with such an important task. Her writing is eloquent, brutally honest, and manages to bridge a gap between ignorance and understanding, which I think is so important. We discussed how this might be achieved, and the weekends that Mermaids holds for families around the country were an obvious fit. Those spaces are so valuable, safe, joyful, sometimes painful, because the absence of judgment and fear can sometimes bring to the surface things that by necessity have been buried. We discussed the format, context, and how it might look. Juno came to a few weekends and spoke to many children, young people, and their parents. When she sent me the manuscript to review, I suddenly found myself back in the room, 22 years ago, reading other parents' reactions. Some were very different, but for some, it was me again, sat on the sofa with my beautiful little girl, hearing her truth for the first time. The one thing that shines through all these personal stories is love. Because of this, I am hopeful of a better life for the children and young people we support. I see the discussions around transgender children being woefully uninformed, sensational, misleading, judgmental, and unkind. And then I read this, and I know that this is what we need to see, not people talking about trans kids, but people talking to them and their families. Things are very different to what they were 22 years ago, where the only information I could find was a paragraph in a book about girly boys that stated they were probably gay. Young people can see themselves in popular media such as Hollyoaks and Emmerdale. The internet has removed some of the isolation and stigma, but we have a long way to go. This book is another step towards understanding. We have hope for a better world for these amazing children and young people who continue to astound with their courage and clarity. We need to listen and respect them. Only they have the right to say who they are.